Today we turn our attention to Shir HaShirim Zion, Shir HaShirim chapter 7. In the last perek, in perek Vov, we went further in our mutual descriptions of the dod to the raya, the male lover to his female beloved, the Ribono Shel Olam to Knesset Yisrael. In this perek, the first set of pesukim are addressed to the woman. Shuvi shuvi hashulamis shuvi shuvi v'neches eboch. Let us see you in the feminine. Who is speaking here? There are two approaches. It could be that the Umos Ha'olam, the nations of the world, or in the terminology of Shir HaShirim, the Benos Yerushalayim, the daughters of Jerusalem, are turning to the young woman, the Raya, and trying to praise her and bring her over to their side. It is also possible to look at these psukim as being addressed to the Raya, to the woman, by the Dod himself, by the man himself. In other words, it could be that these are other nations of the world trying to win over Am Yisrael, or it could be this is God speaking in praise of Am Yisrael. Rashi seems to go back and forth between both approaches. So I will try to emphasize the two possible meanings as we move along. The meaning of the nations of the world trying to win the Shulamis. I will speculate soon on the meaning of the word Shulamis, but it's obviously referring to the Raya, to the woman in the drama. And when Rashi leans the other way, that it is the Ribono Shel Olam who is being mikales, who is praising the Raya, who is praising the Jewish people, I will emphasize that too. The Da'as Mikro opens this perek with a very confident statement, which really is a very beautiful one and sets the whole drama, the whole scene in a very, very beautiful way. There is a dance, Mecholos, and there's a dance called Mecholos HaMachanoyim, the dance of the two camps, where there are two groups of young women, each facing each other, and one woman goes out into the middle of the dance, and the two sides each try to bring her over to their side. So she is dancing in the middle, and each side is trying to dance her over to their side of the arena. In which case, this pasuk begins by saying, it's the statement of one of the machanos, one of the camps of the Benos Yerushalayim. There's two groups of girls here, and the one in the middle is called the Shulamis. And they're calling out to her, and they say, Shuvi, Shuvi, HaShulamis. Turn around, come back to us, come back to our side. Shuvi, Shuvi, V'nechezeboch. Come back, and let us behold you. Let us look upon you. Matechezu bashulamis kimecholas hamachanoyim. She answers and says, don't tell me v'nechezeboch that you're going to look at me. What can you possibly see here? Matechezu bashulamis. What can you see in this shulamis? What do you want to see? Do you want to see just a woman going back and forth in a dance, kimchola samachanoyim, like the dance of the two camps. Rashi, of course, fleshes this out in his own way, as this is the seduction, this is the attempt by the Umos Ha'olam to win over the Shulamis, to bring her over to their side. Shuvi me'achar hamokom. Turn away, come back to us, don't go to the other side where God is, come to our side. What is the meaning of the word Hashulamis? Nowadays, of course, Shulamis is a woman's name, and it is from this pasuk that the name derives. However, in the context of the pasuk, Shulamis is not a proper name of the woman. We can't say that the Raya's name is Shulamis, because it refers to her as the Shulamis, Ha Shulamis, or Ba, which is really Beha Shulamis. Here, there are various suggestions, and the one that makes the most sense to me is that Shulamis is a contraction of the more difficult word to put into a poem, Yerushalmis, daughter of Jerusalem. Yerushalmis. And just as she calls the others Benos Yerushalayim, they, in the plural, they refer to her as Shulamis, the Yerushalmis, in the singular. And of course, there are numerous other attempts given as to what might be the meaning of Hashulamis, including Rashi, who says Hashulamis, not Ha the Shulamis, but rather Ha the Hey of questioning. Ha Shalema Be'emunosech Imo. Are you Shalema? Are you complete? Are you whole in your alliance to God? No, you're not. Shuvi Shuvi Eleinu. Come back to us. V'nechezeboch for Rashi means, and we will give you a position of power. We will elevate you. Atosechezeh mikol ha'om. We will give you gedula. And she says, Matechezu bashulamis. What possible gedula can you give me, which will be equal to the gedula that I have, which is kimecholas hamachanoim. I am the flag, the banner of the circles of the mecholos of the camps in the midbar. I am a chosen people. You can't give me any other position of prestige and glory. And now they continue. And they continue to try to describe how beautiful she is in the attempt to win her over. And they say, Mayafu fo'omayich ban olim. How beautiful are your footsteps in sandals, Bas Nodiv, daughter of nobles. Chamuke yirechayich, your rounded thighs, Kemo chaloim, are like jewels. Maasei yidei omon, the work of a master's hand. And so they praise her. And they say, we want you to join us, to join the other nations of the world, because of your beauty. Chafetzim onu, Rashi, shetid biki bonu. We want you to join us. Rashi also says that this can be read as the song of praise from the Dod, not from the competitors, from the alien nations, but from the lover himself, from the Ribono Shel Olam, who addresses the Jewish people and says, how beautiful are your feet when you do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, of going up, of walking up to the Beis HaMikdash and the three festivals and the Shalosh Regalim. And the metaphor of the rounded, beautiful thighs refer to the shittin, the tubes under the Mizbeach, under the altar, which received the wine when it was poured down, and which were rounded like thighs. In which case, the Ma'aseh Yedei Oman, the master craftsman, would be the Ribono Shel Olam. Rashi points out, and many Mefarshim note this, it's very important, that whereas the previous set of praises, when the woman praised the man, or when Knesset Yisrael praised God, praise begins from the head and works its way down to the feet. It begins Rosho Kesempoz and goes on lower and lower along the body until Shokov Amudei Shesh. Because it's the woman, Am Yisrael, speaking to God. And they want to bring him down from way up high, from Rosho Kesempoz, down to their level. These praises, which we're studying here in Perek Zion, begin with the feet. If perhaps even with the footsteps, Mayofu Fo'omayich Bana Olim, the feet in the sandals. Because here it is the Ribono Shel Olam praising the Jewish people. And he praises them from the bottom up, from Mayofu Fo'omayich all the way up, as we will see, to Roshech Olayich Ka'Karmel, because he wants to pull them up toward him. So we have this tug of war. We, the Jewish people, are trying to bring him down to our level, draw him closer from up high to down below, and he's pulling us in the other direction to bring us closer to him. Moving then up the body, moving up from the Yerechayich, from the thighs, we have the navel, the area of the stomach. Shorerech agan hasahar al yechsar hamozeg. Your navel is like a round goblet. Let mixed wine not be lacking. Bitneich areimas chitim. Sugo bashoshonim. Your belly is like a heap of wheat hedged about with lilies. When the bodies of the man are described by the woman and the woman's by the man, of course, Shir HaShirim is very, very explicit. And this is very sensual. And this is why it is sometimes so difficult to study it. The images are images of great sensuality, of great physicality. But the power that they project is the beauty, the physical beauty, which is being translated here into a higher beauty, the Ahava Elyona, which is the ultimate theme of Shir HaShirim. The word Sahar refers to a basin or a pool of water, which is a perfect circle. And so too, her navel, Shorereich, is compared to the Agan HaSahar, to this basin of this Sahar, which is so perfectly rounded. Again, Rashi reverts now and says, this pasuk is addressed by the re'oseho, the friends of the woman, and they are saying, you are so beautiful, haguna at lehischaber imanu, you can join our club. In the nimshal, in the what Rashi calls the dugma, the way to decode this, is that the other nations of the world are here describing the things that they have observed about the Jewish people, which are so beautiful. And what then can they be referring to with the rounded navel? Well, they are referring to the Lishkas HaGozis, the marble chamber in the Beis HaMikdosh where the Sanhedrin sat in a circle in judgment. Al Yechsar HaMozeg, nothing is missing to dilute the wine. This refers to the fact that nothing is missing, nothing is lacking in the wisdom of the judges, and therefore they can rule in judgment without any doubt. Bitnech arema schitim, your belly is like a heap of wheat, wheat being something that everyone needs, bread, and justice is something which everyone needs. Sugo bashoshanim, circled round and about with lilies. Again, sometimes Shoshana is translated as roses. What would then this mean, circled about with roses? If we look at the decoding, at the dugma, not at the physical level, but at the spiritual level, we're talking about the fact that the Jewish people who follow the Torah do so in a way which they're not forced to do so. They have tremendous self-discipline and self-control so that the siyog, the fence, is not a barbed wire fence or a metal fence or even a wooden fence. It's a fence of roses, a hedge of roses. And that is that alone is enough to constrain the person from doing sin. In the words of Rashi, quoting Chazal, imagine a choson coming into a chuppah, looking forward with great longing and great lust to union with his bride, and she says to him, "Tipas dam kechardol roisi, I have seen a droplet of blood, of menstrual blood." Immediately, Hofech ponov letzad acher, he turns himself away. He has no difficulty in constraining himself, in containing his passion. Lo nishocho nochosh, lo akrov akotso, a snake has not bitten him, a scorpion has not stung him. What then constrains him? Yirah Shamayim, his fear of God, his sense of obedience to the Torah. Similarly, the person who's walking past an orchard sees beautiful fruits, extends his hand to take one, and they say, "Wait, those belong to so-and-so. Shel ba'olamheim, they're not yours. They belong to a person." Immediately, he restrains himself. Moshech yado mipnei ha-gozel. Pulls his hand back, doesn't steal. What has stopped him? There's no policeman around, no law enforcement agency, nothing stopping him from taking this fruit. There's a hedge of roses. There's a fence of flowers which is sufficient to constrain him. We continue now in Pasuk Dalet, moving upwards, up the body, being described in its beauty. Shnei shodayich kishnei oforim to'omei tzvi'o. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. An expression which we had earlier, and Rashi decodes the meaning of the shnei shodayich, of the two breasts, as shtei haluchos, the two tablets of the Ten Commandments, of the Aseres HaDibros, or the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, the twin leadership of the Jewish people, the royalty and the priestly aspects of leadership. And again, moving further up the body, Tzavoreich kemigdal hashen, your neck is like the tower of ivory. Inayich berechos b'cheshbon, your eyes like the pools in the place Cheshbon. Al sha'ar bas rabim, by the gate of a place called Bas Rabim. Rashi again in his decoding translates tzavorech as the Makom HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, which, like the neck, stands out and is elevated above the surrounding hills and is strong. And the Einayich refer, of course, to the Chachomim, who are the eyes. And they sit al Sha'ar Bas Rabim, they sit in the gates where the multitudes gather. Apech kemigdal halavanon, sofer pnei damosek. Now the word apech is usually translated as your nose. So in describing the beauty of the raya, the Dod is saying that your nose is like the Lebanon Tower that faces toward Damascus. Rashi interestingly says that it's impossible to translate apech here as your nose. And he says something which strikes us as almost humorous. Eini yachol leforsho lishon chotem. Here, I cannot say that the Dod is describing and praising the Raya, his beloved, for having a nose like the Tower of Lebanon. Lo le'inyan pshat v'lo le'inyan dugma, Rashi says. I can't translate it simply as nose, and I can't find a way to decode the metaphor of nose. Kima kilus noi yesh b'chotem godol v'zakuf k'migdol. What praise can there be? What praise of beauty can there be in a big nose as towering as a great tower? Therefore, Rashi says, apech here means the brow, the forehead, the face, the ultimate face of the person. And proof of it is that we are going upward in the body from the tzavor, the neck, to the eyes, and the apech should be further up than the eyes. If the apech is the nose, it should precede a nayech berechos b'cheshbon. So therefore it refers to the meitzach, to the brow, and the umos, the nations of the world, are praising the Jewish people as they do in Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Beis, Posuk Ches, Mitzchech chozok l'umas meitzach. Roshech Olayich Kakarmel. Here we reach the pinnacle, the peak of the body. Your head, the top of your head, is like the Carmel mountain, Vidalas Roshech Ka'argomon. And the locks of your head are like a purple, like the scarlet colored argomon. Melech Osur Borohotim. A king held captive. Borhotim is difficult to translate it. Some translate it as the tresses or the ribbons which bedeck or decorate the hair. Others translate Rohotim to mean something which is fleet. In Aramaic, Rohit means to run, something which is quick and fast. And Rashi in the Dugma, in the decoding of it, says Melech Asur Borhotim refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is bonded in love, Uveritzos Sha'atem Rotzim Lufonov, and he is connected to you through the runnings that you do. Melech, the king, Asur, he is close to you, Borhotim, because of the way you run to do mitzvos. Mayofisu mano amt ahavo bata anugim. This is kind of a summary. You're beautiful in every way, from toe to head, from mayofu pamayech bano olim bas nodim, all the way up to roshech kakarmel, from toe to head. Now you have a summary puzzle. You're just beautiful in general. Mayofisu mano amt, how beautiful you are, how pleasant you are, ahavo Bata anugim, love with all of its rapture, with all of its pleasure. Zos komoseich tomso lisomor vishodayich li ashkolos. the praise continues. That's how Rashi divides these psukim, that this pasuk ches still is part of the praise, in which he looks at the overall gestalt of his beloved, and after describing all the details and saying that in general she is yafis and no'amt, he says your stature is like the date tree v'shodayich le'eshkolos, and your breasts like clusters of grapes. For Rashi, again in the Dugma, decoding the tall, proud tree, we have Ro'inu Noi Komosech. I saw how beautiful was your stature, meaning your spiritual stature, in the way that you faced your enemies. Because in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, all the nations of the world prostrated themselves before him. They all bowed before him, but you remained erect, katomor hazeh, like this tomor tree, which is erect. And the breasts, which are like clusters of grapes, refer to all the great tzaddikim who are able to resist the terrible pressures of the golus. Doniel, Hananya, Mishael, Vazarya, who were like shodayim, who were like breasts, that not only did they resist and remain proud and erect, but also they continued to sustain and to nurture and to feed the people. Rashi feels that here at the end of Pasuk Ches, we have ended the kilus, the praising of the nations of the world, and we're about to go to the statements of the Shechina, of the Ribono Shel Olam himself. The words of Rashi, Ad kan kilisuhu ha'umos. Until now we have the praise of the beautiful woman by other women, by the other nations of the world. Mikon v'elef, from this point on, from Tov Pasuk Tes until the end, the next five psukim, refer to the words of Divrei Shechina, Legolus Yisroel Shebein Ha'umos. These are the words of the Shechina to the Jewish people exiled among the nations. Omarti e'elev esomor ochazo b'san sinov. I say, Ribono Shel Olam Kaviyochel says, let me climb the palm. Let me take hold of its branches. The Ribono Shel Olam wants to connect with us. The male lover wants to finally consummate his love and connect to his beloved. V'yihu no shodayich ke'eshkelos ha'gefen v'reach apech katapuchim. Let your breasts be like clusters of grapes, your breath like the fragrance of apples. V'chicheich ki'yein hatov. And let your mouth be like the choicest wine. For Rashi, this means, now I know that you are faithful to me, that you are the one, you are loyal to me, now I want to reconnect to you. But, v'chicheich ki'yein hatov, be careful that your mouth, your lips, your be like the good wine. Words, Rashi's words are, "Hi zohari b'seshuvosayich sheyihyu chayayin hatov." Be sure that you remain faithful. The next phrase, "Holech ledodi lemeishorim," it's really unclear how that fits and who is saying that exactly. Rashi seems to suggest, that's how I understand Rashi, that the dod, the Ribono Shel Olam's words, have now ended. V'chicheich ki'yein hatov. Now, the Raya, Am Yisrael, the woman, responds back and says, Holech ledodi l'meishorim. The words of Rashi, Zihiro ani, I am careful. L'hoshiv lohem she'emod be'emunasi. Don't worry, Ribono Shel Olam. I will tell them, those who wish to drive me astray. Don't worry. I will tell them shehechiki that my mouth will be holech lifnei dodi liyahavas mishor. I will go straight I will be loyal. I will be sincere. V'lo v'remiyov ha'akiva. I will not be crooked. Dovev sifsei yishenim. To speak or to whisper or to mumble the lips of those who sleep. What do they say? What do they mumble? Ani ledodi v'yolai teshukoso. I am faithful to my lover, the woman speaking, and his passion, his favor is upon me. His desire is upon me. So this is her statement of loyalty back to him. One cannot resist making the comparison of this pasuk, Ani ledodi v'yolai teshukoso, to the kalola, the curse, which was given to Chava all the way back in Parshas Bereishis, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Chava, Ve'el ishech teshukosech, your desire will be for your husband, for hu yimshol boch, and he will dominate you. So that's the phrase of kalola. Here she says, Ani ledodi v'yolai teshukoso. His desire will be upon me. He will desire me. There's no klolo here. There's no curse here. There's a mutual love of me for him and him for me. So what does Ribbono Shel Olam respond? What does the lover then say? Okay, we've described each other's beauty. We know who we are. We are loyally committed to each other. We both want the same thing, which is this wonderful union. Let's do it. L'cho dodi neitzei hasode, nolino bakforim. Come, my lover, let us go into the open. Let us sleep or lodge among the kiforim, which is a type of fragrant flower, often translated as henna. Nashkimo lakromim, let us wake up early and go to the vineyards. Nireh, let us see, imporcho hagefen, pitachas modar. Let us see if the vine has flowered, if the blossoms have opened, heinetsu horimonim, if the pomegranates are in bloom, shom etain estodai loch. There I will give my love to you. I mean, let's go out. Let's go in nature. Let's go in this vineyard, and there we will be able to consummate our love. That is in the physical sense. Rashi, of course, always moving quickly to the dugma, to decoding, to the higher meaning, says that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, let's go out to the field. Let's go to the vineyards. Why field? Why vineyards? Rashi quotes a beautiful Gemara, Meseches Eruvin, Daf Chof Aleph. Omro Chneses Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Tedineni Ki Yoshvei Kerachim. God, don't look upon me as a city dweller. Chazal recognize that we all know the cities of the world are often, or characteristically, or usually, or perhaps always not the most perfect in a moral sense. They're full of corruption, they're full of theft, they're full of immorality. So therefore, God, don't judge me as a city dweller. Sheyesh bo en gozel va'aroyos. Cities are full of corruption and sin. But rather, judge me ki yoshvei perozos, like a person who's out there in the countryside, in the province. Sheim balei umonos, because there you have people who are hard-working workers, farmers, laborers, v'oskin batoro mitoch adchok, and who study Torah in poverty. Under pressure. That's the meaning. Let's go out to the fields. And it's interesting how often great yeshivos choose to be located not in the great cities, but outside the great cities. I'm told the Rav Aaron Cutler, for example, insisted that his yeshiva be out somewhere, away from the city, not in New York, but Bedafka in Lakewood, New Jersey, which then was a resort town. Nolino bakforim, Rashi says,
Kforim equals kofrim, those who deny God, who scoff against God. Bova areko b'nei esof. Let me show you a comparison. When you judge me, take a look at my brother, my cousins, Esof, whom you've given all sorts of bounty, and look how they have abused it. Let us go out to the vineyards. You want to see my excellence? You want to see my great behavior? I can show you that in the vineyards. The vineyards are the Vote Chnesios uVote Midrashos, the synagogues and the houses of study. Let us see if the vine has ripened, if the blossoms are out, if the Rimonim are ripe, there I will give my love to you. Meaning, let us see if you are worthy. Let us see if the Baalei Mishnah have mastered Mishnah, if the Baalei Talmud have mastered Talmud and are ready to teach and to study properly, then Shom Etein Estodai, Rashi, Shom Areko Eskavoti. There we will consummate the union, because there I will show you my glory. V'godel Shevach Bonai Uvenosoi. And there I will show you, these are the Jewish people of whom I can be so proud. And this chapter 7 concludes with the following pasuk. Hadudoim nosnu reach. Again, we're going out to the country to once and for all connect, to really unite. And the countryside, Baruch Hashem, is full of fragrant flowers. The dudoim, which are a special type of flower, often translated as the mandrakes, are giving off their fragrance. They're yielding their fragrance. V'yal pisocheinu kol migodim. At our doors are all sorts of choice fruits. Chadoshim gam yishonim. Both freshly picked new fruits and long stored old fruits that have been preserved. All these things are together. All of these delights. Dodi tzofanti loch. All these delicious things I have kept, my beloved, for you. Rashi, of course, seeing this as Ribono Shel Olam's testament to the Jewish people. And he says to them, Hadudoim nosnu reach. And here Rashi refers us, it's always good to have this type of review, back to Psukim in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Talad, Psukim Aleph and Beis, speaks of a vision that Jeremiah, that Yirmiyahu had. And the vision was of two dudoei se'enim. Now there, dud, of course, means a container of figs. But it's the same word as we have here, hadudoim. And there, in his vision, Yirmiyahu saw two dudoim of figs. One, good figs. The other, terrible figs. Ro'os ma'od asher lo se'och alna. And Chazal darshan that what Yirmiyahu was seeing, or actually that is how Yirmiyahu himself, the Navi, interprets the vision, and God interprets it for him. There are two kinds of Jews, Tovim v'Ro'im. At this point in time, however, says Rashi, Achshov, in this Shir Ashirim, Hadudoim nosnu reach, all the Dudoim, even the ones that previously were not edible, now have done tshuva, kulom mevakshim ponechom. And at our doorways are all sorts of delights, all sorts of mitzvos that we have done. Chadoshim gam yishonim, which means chidushei Torah, new insights into the Torah, which are coupled with the old traditional insights of the Torah. Torah is chadoshim gam yishonim, it's new with old. Dodi tzofanti loch. It is, this is the love that I have put away, that I have hidden for you. Das Mikra very beautifully, I think very correctly, says, tzofanti does not have to be hidden, but could be, I have kept, I have guarded, I have protected. Where do we find that tzofanti means hidden and protected? Vatitzpenehu shlosho yirochim. How Moshe was hidden and protected for 3 months. Vatitzpenehu, same word. Dodi tzofanti loch. I have hidden in a protective sense I have preserved, I have guarded my dodim, my love. It's as fresh and as vigorous as it was once upon a time. Even now, after this long, long widowhood, this long, long separation, now with this reconciliation, we're going back to the dodim, to the love, which is the original love, which has been kept through all of these hundreds and hundreds of years, dodi tzofanti loch. So we come to an end of Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin. Mm-hmm.